Let's move on and talk about another TKI. You know, it's amazing. It seems like it was just a couple of years ago, all we had to tell you was talk about variations of sorafenib. Now we have multiple TKIs. We have checkpoint inhibitors. It's getting to be a little bit more fun. What about cabozantinib?
So cabozantinib is not a very interesting drug. If you look at the target inhibition profile of cabo versus, you know, sorafenib, regorafenib, and lenvatinib, and the drug definitely inhibits MET, M-E-T, and also AXL. So it's definitely a TKI with distinct target inhibition profile. And the study was designed in a second-line setting. I think if you look at the unique feature of this study design, this study requires patients to fail sorafenib, but also allow up to two systemic regimens. So in other words, the majority of the patient fail sorafenib, but there are a small percentage of the patient also fail additional one line of treatment beyond sorafenib. It's 2-to-1 randomization. You know, I think, you know, one thing that I'm still struggling is really their dose selection as well. The trial used 60 milligram daily.
We should point out that the randomization was against placebo.
Correct. It's against placebo, Neil. Yeah, it's against placebo. So I think, you know, the trial definitely met the primary endpoint, you know, with a 2.2 months absolutely median survival improvement. I think the hazard ratio, it also suggests the benefit. And the secondary endpoints, including PFS response rate, were also in favor of cabozantinib. And the safety profile of this drug is interesting. I think definitely there seems to be some increased grade 3 and above adverse events reported in this trial. But on the other hand, I have to caution that, you know, we generally be very cautious for cross-trial comparison with the safety profile. But having said that, significant number of patients required dose reduction, and the medium dose in this trial was only up to 39 milligram daily, suggesting there are a lot of patients requiring dose reduction.
And what specifically are the tolerability issues?
So the side effect profile for cabo, the safety profile, again, overlap with what we have discussed for sorafenib. Again, you have the hand and foot skin reaction, you have hypertension, you have fatigue, but also you have diarrhea. These are the common side effects encountered requiring dose reduction.